What's in the news? Rebuilding in a flood zone.
It's not just bricks and wood. It's our home.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. There's plenty of heartbreak along the coasts of Florida and Texas after two hurricanes.
It just looks like an ocean out there.
Flood water from Tropical Storm Allison inundated Rachel Bergen's Texas home back in 2001. 2 feet of water invaded during Hurricane Harvey. Each time, no flood insurance.
With Allison, it was 6 inches. This is much more devastating. This is water. This is furniture.
It's likely to happen again, just a question of when.
According to a recent report, the National Flood Insurance Program spent $5.5 billion between 1978 and 2015 and repaired more than 30,000 properties that repeatedly flooded.
Well, some say it's time to look closely at whether taxpayers should keep paying for lowland damage.
Take a hard look at the toll on your family and your finances.
Craig Fugate is a former FEMA administrator.
Ultimately, for the taxpayer, there's a point at which when we deal with repetitive loss, it doesn't make sense to keep paying for those properties over and over again unless we're changing something, either mitigating or elevating that home, or offering buyouts.
For Rachel and her husband, it's time to take stock.
My husband has said third strike and we're out.
As much as we love this and we need to rebuild it and want to rebuild it, we're both public school teachers, and so the cost comes in.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.